Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clouds with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Full forecast details are coming up. The Wisconsin Humane Society produces a publication called Critter Chronicles, with news about the organization and its locations, including Racine. The latest edition with a front page architectural representation of the new building proposed in the village of Mount Pleasant. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
WHS currently occupies the one-time Countryside Humane Society building on Chicory Road. It was built decades ago as a potato barn. It's where thousands of pets have been helped over the years. The newsletter presents the challenges at that current site, as well as the visuals and the details of what's being proposed. That includes more than twice as much space on the 5 acres south of Highway 20 near Putzmeister. The project costed the new building about $5 million. A capital campaign is now underway. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
A proposal to build a 49,000-square-foot building that would house conference rooms and restaurants has been given conceptual approval by the Sturtevant Plan Commission. The Convention and Business Center is being proposed by Mark and Debbie Kennedy of Mount Pleasant on land currently owned by the village and Renaissance Business Park. Initial plans for the two-story building include three large conference rooms surrounded by a public lobby and room for up to six restaurants on the first floor. The second floor would offer office space. Kennedy, a local physician, says he feels the site along Highway 20 is the right location for this type of facility. Village Administrator Mary Cole said it's exactly the kind of project village officials were hoping for.
It really suits a need out there.
Yes.
You know, even a lot of the business have contacted us that they would like something like that restaurant. So I really think it's going to be a good fit. I really like what they're proposing for the building construction.
Acceptance of the concept for the project sets the wheels in motion for further approvals. Kennedy said there currently is no timeline for beginning construction. A second office building has been proposed to the east of the Kennedy's project. Sturtevant-based Horizon Retail Construction's plan was scheduled for review at last night's Plan Commission meeting, but was delayed at the company's request. A resolution urging the U.S. House of Representatives to reverse a measure in its tax reform bill that would end a $250 income tax deduction for teachers was approved by the Kenosha Unified School Board this week. The resolution also noted that the Senate tax reform plan doubled the deduction for expenses teachers pay out of their own pockets to $500. Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis thanked the board for their support of teachers.
I do know, as I've shared before, walking in classrooms daily, I really can routinely see the extra materials that teachers are buying that is not part of what the district or their school budgets are buying because there are so many additional items.
The resolution was approved unanimously. Other school districts across the state have approved similar resolutions. The Racine County Sheriff's Department this morning accepted a large donation of stuffed animals from 7-year-old Cody Struble. It's from the village of Caledonia and organized a toy drive. It resulted in nearly 1,200 toys for kids at Children's Hospital to try to make things a little better for them over the holidays. A portion of the toys was given to the sheriff's office for use when children are involved in calls for service. The Metro train to and from the downtown Kenosha station near the Public Safety Building will cost a little bit more within the next 6 weeks, as the RTA board voted in favor of a 25-cent across-the-board fare hike for CTA, Metro, and Pace in response to a cut in state funding for mass transit. An RTA statement notes that 2018 will be the fourth consecutive year their systems will not be getting additional capital funds from the Illinois legislature. The CTA and Pace fare increases begin January 7th, while it's February 1st for the Metro train fare hike. The Racine Park and Rec Commission talked this week about possibly seeking to ban smoking at Horlick Athletic Field or create a designated smoking area. And at the same time, the city of Franklin had a youth group seeking to ban smoking as well as e-cigarette vaping in local parks. The group cited the dangers of secondhand smoke and the eyesores of littered cigarette butts. Their representatives talked to the Franklin Plan Commission about it this week and will meet with the police department next month to discuss possible enforcement before returning to the parks panel. In Racine, the discussion about a smoking ban was just that, without any formal proposal. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.